This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The latest is that Jordan Renan of ESPN, who covers the Giants, and he is not just some dude who's throwing stuff against the wall to see if it sticks. I mean, this guy is one of the top beat writers for the Giants, said that they are now targeting or are interested in trading up to get Drake May. We had talked about the J.J. McCarthy possibility, but possibly Drake May. Now, that would involve a trade with the New England Patriots, because I don't think either one of us believe that the Commanders are going to move off of number two, and it's probably going to be Jaden Daniels. So, if that is the possibility, can that be pulled off for the Giants to trade up to three and take Drake May as Brian Daboll's new, after being able to work with Josh Allen and getting everything out of him, his new project at quarterback here in New York?
Well, let's remember one thing, that Rich Eisen is the face of the NFL Network. He is, and that's information that he got most likely. I don't know if that's true or not, but when he was in Indianapolis for the combine, everybody loves to go to that restaurant there. What's the name of that?
St. Elmo's Steakhouse.
Everybody loves to hang out there. There's usually drinks are flowing.
Oh yeah, loose
Everybody's
lips.
Everybody's having a few cocktails.
Yeah.
And he obviously, because there's no way in the world Rich Eisen is going on the NFL Network and saying what he said.
He did it on his radio show, not the NFL Network.
Yeah, but still, he's the face of the NFL Network.
Yeah.
And he has access to a lot of different people and knows a lot of different people. So I have no situation where I don't believe what he said. I believe everything he said.
Okay.
And I do believe that it came from somebody within the Giants organization, somebody of significance. It could have been a scout, could have been Brian Daboll, could have been Joe Shane, could have been any one of those people.
John Schmelk.
It could have been any of the Mara family that might have been out there. You never know.
Paul Dottino.
I guess it could have been. But, I mean, this doesn't just happen, because that particular piece of news was significant. And the way that he had delivered it and the way that he had made the Giants sound like totally over Daniel Jones as a real thing. That's a real thing. That's not made up. That's not smoke and mirrors. I believe that that is a real story. So that's why now you take what you just said about Jordan Renan and how he covers the Giants, and you put it with what Rich Eisen said. None of this shocks me.
Yeah. Now you've got teams out there, three teams, if you're saying that the Giants are in there, and I believe that they are, three teams that are desperate to trade up to either four and hopefully three in their mind. And when I say desperate, I mean desperate, especially the Denver Broncos and the Minnesota Vikings and the Giants. If we're believing that they need to get one of these quarterbacks that love Drake May, then you could put them in the desperation basket as well. So can either one of these teams, either the Broncos, the Vikings, or the Giants, entice the New England Patriots enough to get off number three and their future quarterback when they don't have a quarterback themselves?
The one thing that the Giants do have is they have that sixth pick.
Yep.
And that sixth pick is going to be worth something, especially if New England is targeting another quarterback that they like that is not named Drake May. They may like they may like, you know, Drake May as much as they like J.J. McCarthy, as much as they like Michael Penix or Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And those are the guys that they can end up with. So, you know, I think that sixth pick is a much bigger lure, if you will, than what Minnesota has to offer or what Denver has to offer.
Yeah, like Minnesota's got two first-round picks this year.
Yeah, like, but they're back. They're away from a potential J.J. McCarthy signing, you know? I think the Giants are right in that sweet spot, unless, of course, somebody jumps. So, in other words, let's say the Giants trade with the Patriots up to number three, and the Patriots have number six, and they're eyeing J.J. McCarthy. There still is a threat that either the Chargers or the Cardinals will trade out with somebody, and they can jump up in front of the Patriots then in that situation.
Yeah. So think about both the Vikings and the Broncos right now, their quarterback rooms. The Vikings have Sam Darnold, Nick Mullins, and Jaren Hall. The Broncos have Jared Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Ben DiNucci. Now, the Giants, they've got Daniel Jones and Drew Lock. And our buddy Tommy Cutlets, they got three guys who have played in the NFL and won games in the NFL. So you feel like they could go into the season, if Daniel Jones were healthy and be a little bit more productive at that position than these other two teams. If I'm Sean Payton or I'm Kevin O'Connell, like, they got to do something to get their hands on a quarterback. You can't go into the season with Jared Stidham, Zach Wilson, and Ben DiNucci, or Sam Darnold, Jaren Hall, and Nick Mullins. You're waving a white flag. Those are two of the worst quarterback rooms we have seen in the last 15 years in the NFL.
Well, the more interesting thing for me is that if the Giants do trade up to go get Drake May, then what happens to Daniel Jones? You can't keep Daniel Jones here with
Daniel
Drew
Lock,
and you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you would have to trade him. You'd have to cut him. If you traded him, you may have to do what, like, the Jets did. You have to add some incentive for somebody to come and take him. There may be somebody out there that really likes him. I don't know. But you would have to sweeten the pot in order to get rid of Daniel Jones. Because if you draft the kid and you trade up to get him in the first round and you put him in that locker room and Daniel Jones is still in there, that's not fair to the kid that you just drafted, and it's certainly, and I'm not saying it should be fair, because I do think you have to be ruthless. It is certainly not fair for Daniel Jones, because all Daniel Jones is going to be answering, and when it comes to questions,
yeah,
it's going to be about this kid that they just traded up to draft. Because the moment you trade up to draft somebody is the moment you're telling the guy that you have, you ain't our guy, and you ain't good enough. And that's why you would have to move on from him.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.